Bernie Sanders group fires at Chuck Schumer. By Jasmine Jordan on November 4, 2025. The Bernie Sanders-founded group Our Revolution responded to Zoran Mamdani's New York City mayoral victory by positioning the result as a signal for future national contests and internal party power dynamics. Our Revolution issued a press release late Tuesday night celebrating the election result. Joseph Givergis, the group's executive director, remarked, "Here's the top-line takeaway. Mamdani and his message about the crisis of affordability defeated Donald Trump, the Democratic establishment, and the donor classes of both parties. But don't expect the entrenched political establishment or corporate media pundits to acknowledge this political reality." He added, "They'll leave out the hard truths. Chuck Schumer and the Democratic establishment are losing relevance. IPAC and the pro-Israel lobby have become toxic forces in Democratic politics. Voters are fed up with the gerontocracy and political corruption. And a united grassroots movement built on a working class agenda can, and will, beat the billionaire-backed status quo." Givergis also stated, "Our message to the establishment is clear, Mamdani's victory is a bellwether. Progressives are poised to defeat the establishment of both parties in 2026 and beyond with a populist message that focuses on raising the standard of living of working class people and taking on the corporate class." The group detailed that it mounted one of the largest independent progressive organizing mobilizations in New York City history, reaching over 1 million voters through door knocking, subway canvassing, community events, calls, texts, and emails. In 2024, ahead of the presidential election, Our Revolution announced a national effort to target millions of voters in battleground states to prevent Donald Trump from returning to the White House, stating on its website, "Not only are we hitting the streets, we're hitting the phones and investing in massive voter turnout operations in key races across the country, and vowing to turn the tide by turning out progressive voters in key battleground states." After Trump's 2024 victory, Givergis acknowledged the environment was a very challenging moment for progressives, telling The Hill, "They're going to use their state power against us. I think they're going to target progressives," as Democrats internally debated why the party lost and whether populist left elements were being sidelined by establishment leadership. Breitbart News's Joel Polak explained that the pro-Israel lobby is not all-powerful and does not exercise veto-level control over U.S. policy. He noted that President Barack Obama overrode IPAC on the Iran nuclear deal and stated that the lobby's influence is driven by organizational strength, aligned U.S.-Israel national interests, and long-standing pro-Israel sentiment among the American public. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, recently asserted the ongoing government shutdown is rooted in Democratic Party leaders' fear of far-left activists, pointing to the New York mayoral race as the central factor and claiming Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries fear political retribution from the far-left activists in their party more than they fear the consequences of keeping the government closed for weeks on end, a theme echoed by Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe, who said this is occurring all because Chuck Schumer is afraid Uck is going to get his job. A new national survey released Monday found 52% of respondents disapprove of the way Schumer is handling his job as Senate Minority Leader, compared to just 23% who approve. The poll also showed Schumer failed to secure majority approval even among Democrats, with only 43% approving and 35% disapproving. Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY, contended Democrat leaders have surrendered to radicals funded by dark money groups pushing anti-police, anti-Israel, anti-American garbage and characterized Mamdani as the face of the far-left coalition and the new leader of the New York Democratic Party. Representative Seth Moulton, DMA, argued, "We're in this second shutdown of the year because of how ineffective Schumer was at handling the first shutdown," but also claimed Republicans bear blame. Mamdani's platform includes opposing NYPD cooperation with federal civil immigration enforcement outside the limited circumstances already enumerated under city law, pledging to defend sanctuary city policy, saying he would resist federal funding conditions, supporting city-run grocery stores, and favoring mental health-based crisis responses instead of police in certain situations.